Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This is the final weekend of our four-part series focused on fire resiliency and preparedness. Joined in studio this weekend by Glenn Gottschall with the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, CAL FIRE Unit Forester Adam Fries, and Tuolumne County OES Coordinator Liz Peterson. Glenn Gottschall with the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council. During the first segment, we talked a lot about the projects that have been taking place. You know, what would you say have been some of the success stories that you've witnessed in relation to projects?
Well, I'd first want to start with one of our tenets is to better educate the public on fire safety and fire preparedness. I think it's probably been about 6 years ago that we started the defensible space insert. What these are designed to do is to give. You might say very good information from CAL FIRE and from other fire agencies on what people should do to improve their defensive space. As we all know, that it's going to be a multiple effort in order to provide that public safety and to be able to deal with something, whether it's a small fire or whether it's something that occurred up in the Paradise area, which we most definitely need to avoid. I guess my best success story is the Oak Fire that occurred in 2015. We had just completed the fuel break in that old Oak Ranch area in Sierra Outdoor School area on Big Hill Ridge. And in fact, we had completed that portion of the fuel break on Big Hill in March of 2015. That September, in fact, September 9th, if my recollection is right, is when the Oak Fire started. Two different sets or whatever caused two different fires to start off of Big Hill quickly exploded and raced towards the Old Oak Ranch area. That is a fairly steep terrain. It's very heavy vegetation. And when you reach that Old Oak Ranch Road, which is where our fuel break was put, it was very high intensity fire. The result, though, was that fuel break, even though it was still what I call green, in other words, it had just been completed, portions of it were handwork and portions of it were what we call mastication or shredding of the fuels to open up the stand. But that fuel break actually worked perfect because we had the ability to stop that fire. If it had gone over the ridge, it would have gotten into what we call the 5 mile creek drainage. And that drainage, if you all recall, in 1992, I believe it was, the creek fire headed up towards Cedar Ridge and was able to be stopped probably about a third of the way from the origin of the fire at by some miracle, actually. The folks in that that were fighting that fire were very surprised that it turned to the north instead of going up the drainage. Luckily, Cedar Ridge was evacuated at that time, but we dodged a bullet. Well, we dodged another bullet with the Oak Fire, because if it had gotten in that drainage, it would have probably been about the same conditions that 2 days later the Butte Fire started and burned over 85,000 acres and 550 homes. So this, in my mind, is one of the reasons we build fuel breaks.
On a somewhat different topic, I've heard Tuolumne County now has what's called one a FireWise community. Can you explain a little bit about that and where that's located?
Yes, and we've worked with CAL FIRE, Lauren Munson in particular, working with Ed Fernandez from the Lambert Lakes area, has they are the first successful FireWise communities in Tuolumne County. And we really feel good about that, because now I understand there are three more in the works. Those One would be, I think, Pine Mountain Lakes, and I forget the other two at this point. But they're excellent programs in order to better people's awareness of fire defense need, defensible space in particular, and also the other aspects of fire safety.
So in a nutshell, what does that mean to be a fire-safe community? Are there certain things you have to do?
Yes, there's. You have to develop a plan. You have to be able to organize the community in some fashion to show that you have the means then to better your defensive space and to actually have ways that you can deal with the on-approaching fire.
Turn over to CAL FIRE Unit Forester Adam Fries. You know, talking about success stories, anything else to add on that topic, things that you've witnessed over recent years?
You know, we've had some great success stories regarding our fuel breaks. During the Rim Fire, a contingency line was established from Tuolumne along the North Fork, the Tuolumne Canyon, going towards the community of Long Barn. And that was, and it actually went east of there as well, but that was really successful, and that contingency line went through one fuel break project after the next, so it was able to be constructed very quickly and with minimal disturbance because the vegetation had already been treated. And that was not, it was, went through a lot of fire safe council projects that have been done, but also Forest Service projects, and then areas where people had done timber harvesting on their own. And it was, so that really went smoothly and helped us get that line in quickly. And then the same can be said on the south side, on the Groveland area, on the Rim Truck Trail, where work had been done by, I know that the Tuolumne County RCD had done a project in there, and people had done work on their own as well in that area. So Glenn mentioned the Big Hill shaded fuel break that assisted in controlling the Oak Fire. That was definitely a big success story. An example where the fire dropped from the crown of the trees to the ground due to the fuel reduction work that the Fire Safe Council had done. And then right after that, a couple days after the Oak Fire, we had the Butte Fire in Calaveras County. And the McCullamy Hill fuel break had been put in a couple years before the Butte Fire, and we had done maintenance on it the year of the Butte Fire. And that fuel break allowed firefighters to get in there and fire off that slope and save the town of McCullamy Hill. So those were just examples of why these projects are so important. And also, there's one more I want to mention. During the Detweiler Fire, Wagner Ridge is this really strategic spot on the Tuolumne Mariposa County line. And the Wagner Ridge fuel break was opened up quickly due to work that had been done by Forest Service and different cooperators. So just want to stress the importance of these projects. They do work, so it's just appreciate everybody's commitment to them.
And OES Coordinator Peterson, you know, continuing on the topic of, you know, why these projects are important, anything else to add when it comes to success stories?
Well, I think you probably heard a really good, a lot of good examples of why they are successful. And we at the county really rely on our partners, CAL FIRE and Fire Safe Councils and other agencies, Forest Service, BLM, to do this kind of work. You know, we are doing the best that we can with our roads and our infrastructure and our residents. But, you know, when we talk about these larger fuel break programs or projects, we really rely on our partners, and they do a lot of really, really great and successful work.
If I can add to that, one project that I didn't mention that the county has been doing that's not a fuel break, but through the grant process, grants that the county's received and through their CDAA, the amount of tree mortality work the county's done has been such a service to the people of this county that they've taken a tremendous amount of fuel loading off the landscape, even though it's not a fuel break, but just in our communities through their efforts to address the tree mortality issue and removing all these, I think Liz said 14,000 trees and all the cleanup work associated with that has provided a tremendous benefit to the county because even though it's not a fuel break, but just on a landscape level and in our communities, there's a tremendous amount of fuel loading with those dead and dying trees, and they really stepped up and addressed it. So that's a huge help for us.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about fire preparedness and resiliency, the final part of our four-part series this weekend. Joined in studio this weekend by CAL FIRE Unit Forester Adam Fries, Glenn Gottschall, President of the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, and Tuolumne County OES Coordinator Liz Peterson. I'm BJ Hansen. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll turn our attention to the community celebration, the Motherlode Roundup. We'll get a preview of this year's event. We'll have a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse on hand. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.